Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, John Rigney.
John, how you doing?
I finally got a hold of you.
I know, sorry, I've been playing phone tag. Were you in courtrooms all day today, too?
This morning I was, yeah.
This morning.
And I called you and promptly put my phone down and went into a meeting and forgot to put it in my pocket. So.
Oh, but you got it back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, good. Okay. Well, you got a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I wanted to go over the file here. I know Steve was mentioning that we were trying to get you some funds. I wanted to ask you, what would be the minimum you would take? You know, what's the minimum? I don't want to waste your time.
The minimum would be 76 because I already have an offer from Forward Line on there.
Forward Line for 76. Okay, Forward Line. And what rate are they giving you?
Well, I don't know because I'm going to call them back if things don't work out with you because they approved me based on my financials through September, but October was so much more, you know, so much higher that I think they're going to sweeten the deal. So I would say there's a good chance that I can get $76,000 at a 15% holdback.
Okay.
And they were telling me payback on that, I think, was 90.
Okay. Now, with that 76, are you paying off another loan with that money?
Yeah, I'm paying off 41 of that is going to go to Cabbage.
Okay. Okay, so what if... So you're going to net what on that?
That would be 35 net.
35 net. Okay. Okay. Okay, so I have an option for you. Are you, because I guess you take a, do you take credit cards, right, for your business?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you heard of, did Steve explain to you our MCA program, how that works?
No.
Okay, so what's great about this particular program is that I know how right now with your current loan you have a set daily payment. Am I correct?
No. The current loan only takes a hold. It takes a percentage holdback from each ticket.
Okay, a percentage holdback.
If I don't have a payment, I don't make a payment. If I don't get a payment, I don't make a payment.
Okay. Well, I got something similar, so very similar to that. So you're familiar with those programs. They're going to do 15% holdback. I can do, I get you four. Now, I need to confirm this because I need to make sure this is a second position. So basically what we would be doing is not paying
off.
Well,
hold on. Second position, what are you saying?
By second position,
Forward Line's paid off. Forward Line is paid off. Cabbage will be paid off. Now, I'm not going to have any other of these loans when I take this loan from you guys.
Oh, okay. So you want a first position loan. You don't want...
Forward Line is done. I owe Forward Line zip right now.
But you're saying... Go ahead.
The Forward Line loan was paid off at the beginning of October.
Okay.
If you look at my October statement, my last payment to Forward Line was, I think, before the 15th of October. And you'll see there were a bunch of charges after that, but nothing went to Forward Line.
Okay.
Their loan is zero right now.
Got it. And what about Cabbage?
You will pay off the balance on... I was hoping you guys would pay it. If you want me to do it, I'll do it, but I thought you guys were just going to pay it. That's what Forward Line would do.
Yeah.
They would pay the proceeds directly to Cabbage.
So here's my thing with that. We can try to get that, make that happen for you, but you're going to be paying double interest on that. So my concern is that, well, instead of him paying double interest right away, why do that? Why pay interest on $76,000? Do you know what I mean? Like, because you're already paying it on the balance that you have with Cabbage, which is, what, 40-something thousand. So my goal was not to do that to you, but just to add another loan that you would have net, which would have been, like, 35,000 with Forward Line, but I was going to try to get you 40,000. But you would have two loans. It would... equal one if you would have consolidated, but I'm trying to avoid the double interest there.
Well, there is a double interest because Cabbage doesn't take – Cabbage – the interest on Cabbage hasn't accrued yet. So the $41,000, it's got a little bit of interest on it, but it's mostly principal. The $41,000 is almost all principal.
How – okay, I'm confused. How are you – how is that loan set up? Is it
That's
a
monthly payment. That's a monthly payment, and
okay.
they charge – a huge chunk of interest every month. So if I pay off Cabbage now, I'm saving a ton of interest.
And you can just pay the principal. They'll let you do that.
Yeah, it's set up differently than Forward Line. Forward Line takes more interest in advance, but Forward Line also gives you an interest reduction if you pay back by a certain amount of time. Cabbage is more like a normal loan.
Okay.
It's just that they have huge interest, which is why I want to get rid of it.
Okay. So that makes sense then. Okay. So, all right. Well, I didn't realize that. Let me see if I can get you a higher approval, because right now I only got up to around 50, but I believe this was, let's see, payoff letter, 4-line 0. Yeah. So, okay. So you do want to pay off Cabbage. That is a must.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let me, and do you know the terms that Ford gave you?
Well, they're going to change is what I'm saying, because that was based on my performance. See, they do my merchant services processing, so I don't even have to send them any paper.
Oh,
I've been
awesome.
With them for years. And so, what happened was they approved me a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And my merchant services account, you know, I did $54,000 or something in October. So I know they're going to sweeten the pie if we renegotiate right now. So I'm thinking that I'll probably get, I'm just to being conservative, I'm thinking I'll get at least 76 at about, when I say a 15% holdback, that's what they would hold back from each ticket.
Right. Yeah, because I have one where I can get you $40,000 at 11% holdback.
Well, why don't I do this? This is what I'd like to do, okay?
Okay.
Since you will consider taking second position, I might go back to Forward Line and see what I can get, because they're going to be real good about paying off Cabbage, and they know how to handle that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I may be able to go work with you guys on a second on my Forward Line loan. You may not mm-hmm. be willing to consider that right now because it's a fresh loan, but I may be able to go back to you in a couple of months when it's paid down. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can do but I want to still try to beat Forward. Right? Like, can you send me what they approve you with? Because if you send me what they approve you with, I have something to go to my underwriter with and get that approved and try to beat that.
Yeah, well, let me talk to them. I have to get back with them and talk with them.
Okay.
Should I call you directly on this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm working on the underwriting team with the underwriter, so we're working hand in hand here trying to make this happen for you. So yeah, you can call me directly. If you get some type of paper or term paper that shows the terms, if you could email
that
to me.
Yeah, they'll send me an email. They always do. They'll
Perfect.
Send me an email.
Okay. I mean, if we can beat it, sweet. If we can't, then, I mean, hey, I understand, you know, like you're going to go with a better deal here. So, but
yeah,
that's all I want.
You know, what I would do if I were you, because Cabbage is a competitor,
mm-hmm.
you might want to, it's a really easy to work website. You might want to just go set up an account and see
mm-hmm.
how it works. Because it lets you, like once they approve you, they let you just, you can just plug in any number and they'll tell you how the payback works and they'll. It's real simple and real clear how it.
Yeah, my the actual underwriter is very familiar with Cabbage. I don't think he knew that you had a loan with Cabbage. I think it was just he was under the impression it was just Forward Line. So I know he's very familiar with how they work. So that's what we need now that we know this information. I'm going to go back and let him know and then see if we can do something about the approval.
Well, just so you know, I was requested to give you guys a payoff letter from Cabbage, and I did send a payoff letter from Cabbage. With
wasn't in the file. I'll go back to let's see. I will go back to Steve and make sure we have that document because I didn't see it here.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, John. Well, I'll get that. You let me know as soon as you hear something from Ford, and I will work on my end and get you try to get a higher approval. And even I want to be able to beat Ford as well. So keep me posted.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you, Jeremiah.
All right. You're welcome, John. Bye.